you know, I think it's just business as usual for us. I know we hopped out each and every week, no matter who we're playing. Obviously, there's certain, you know, aspects of the game we try and take advantage of. But, you know, with a game like this, we understand, you know, where we're at, where they're at this point in the season after our kind of self-evaluation. And obviously, they're playing fantastic on defense, much like ourselves. I think we're both up there in a number of categories. And, you know, we probably expect it to come down to that type of game. We got a, you know, a number of playmakers, both on offense and defense. And obviously, that's resulted in a 6-0 record.
Sunday night football, obviously you guys got to wait to play, but it's still a lot of fun to play these games with all the spotlight, with everybody watching you.
I think that's the third time you've asked me that this year if I enjoy playing primetime games. I'm going to give you the company line and say, yes, we love it. We love primetime games.
Well, I think it's not very versatile, but he gets rid of the ball real quick. How hard is it to get after a QB like that?
It's very difficult. You know, there's guys around the league who, you know, do a great job of those three-step drops, getting rid of the ball, not taking sacks, not taking hits, and really, you know, preserving themselves. And you know, he's no different. Him and his brother Eli do a fantastic job of that, which, you know, as a pass rusher, as a guy who, you know, enjoys getting after quarterbacks, makes it frustrating. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's one of those things. It's a part of his game. He does a great job at it. It's no wonder why he's been able to last for so long. And, you know, on top of that, he's very successful at the throws he does make. So we'll have our hands full. You know, obviously he's been getting, you know, I'm sure hasn't played up to the standard, and I'm sure in which he sets forth for himself. But the reality is, when he's got time in the pocket and he can step up, he can make every throw. A lot of people, you know, question his arm strength, but that's not something that we're buying into, because we've seen some throws out there that are, you know, Peyton Manning-esque.
How much of a key do you think the consistent pressure you guys have put on opposing quarterbacks has been in this defensive resurgence this year?
How big has it been, you ask?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. You know, one of the a statistic we kind of, you know, try and achieve is, you know, the opposing quarterback's passer rating. And we do a real good job of the differential between ours and what Aaron's able to do when not turning the ball over and scoring touchdowns, and the quarterbacks that, you know, we hopefully harass. And I think we're number one in the league right now. And, you know, usually that's a pretty good indicator that you got something good going. It's kind of disrupting them, forcing incompletions, bad passes, interceptions, and obviously giving it back to our offense. So you'd like to think that that plays a, you know, a big hand in it. And you look, we're you know, up there as far as sacks. I'm sure he's hit hurries and pressures, and you know, it starts with you know, a great pass rush as well as guys on the back, and we work in tandem.
Especially defense though in the red zone. Why is that kind of risen above down to down defense?
Yeah, we've been playing excellent football in the red zone. You know, you could point to games which perhaps we've given up too many yards in the run game or the pass game. When it really comes down to it, what's kind of, you know, gotten us that 6-0 record and strong defensive performance, especially points per game, is the fact that we play very solid in the red zone. And I don't know if it's, you know, maybe the field's, you know, shortening for offenses, or there's less real estate, but, you know, I think it's just a matter of us making plays when we need to, and, I mean, that's ultimately what's been the difference.
With this team so often in big matchups, people have talked about the potential for a shootout, but it's now the top two scoring defenses. How much pride do you take in that, and the fact that this matchup defense is at the forefront?
Yeah, you know, it should be a good defensive performance by, you know, both teams. You know, they're, as a pass rusher, it's fun to watch guys like Vaughn and, you know, DeMarcus coming off the edge and watching their defense make plays. You look at Tlaib and the interceptions and touchdowns he's had. So, they're fun defense to watch, but hopefully that's not the case this Sunday. Hopefully it's just our defense. But, you know, I think we know as a team we're going to have our hands full, both offensively and defensively, and you're right. They played some fantastic ball on defense, so, you know, we expect that not to change, especially, you know, after a bye week and in their house.
Clay, how impressed are you with Peyton's longevity? I mean, obviously, we know he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but the fact that he's done it, played so long.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think what's even more remarkable than the fact that he's been able to play that long is what he's been able to do. You know, you look at the MVPs, the Super Bowl victory, countless records he holds. I mean, it just goes to show, you know, the type of, you know, athlete that he is. And it's hard to come in year in and year out and live up to that standard, but, I mean, he's managed to do that, and he continues to do that. So I think that's what's most, you know, admirable about him.
But you anticipate teams watching what the Chargers did and trying to do some of that with you guys getting that ball out really quick, and does that kind of fold into what Denver likes to do anyway?
You know what? We see a new scheme each and every day. Obviously, you know, San Diego had some success in just getting rid of the ball quick, completely abandoning the run game. We don't anticipate seeing that every week, but it really. You know, if you're going to take the pass rush out, it puts extra emphasis on the guys, you know, in the secondary, almost a game of 7-on-7, and capitalizing on some of those throws, which we had opportunities, 2 weeks ago. But they play a certain type of ball that Kubiak has, shown, and we expect to see that when we go out there. I mean, as to how the game progresses, we'll see, but, he's going to get his fair share of, passes in, Peyton, that is, and at the same time, they're going to, try and establish the run early on. So, I think it'll just be a typical game in which you try and establish a run early and have your opportunities to make plays down the field.